Chapter 19. The second allotment of land went to the families of the tribe of Simeon. Their inheritance was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's inheritance included Beersheba, Sheba, Moleda, Hazar Shul, Bela, Ezim, Eltalad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markoboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebeoth, and Sheruan, 13 towns with their villages. It also included Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 towns with their villages, including all the villages as far south as Baalath-Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the families of the tribe of Simeon. Their inheritance came from part of what had been given to Judah, because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon received an inheritance within the territory of Judah. The third allotment of land went to the families of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's inheritance started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Maralah, touching Dabesheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneam. In the other direction, the boundary line went east from Sarid to the border of Kislath-Tabor, and from there to Deborah and up to Japhiah. Then it continued east to Gath-Hepher, Eth-Kazin, and Rimmon, and turned toward Nea. The northern boundary of Zebulun passed Hamathon and ended at the valley of Iftael. The towns in these areas included Kata, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. This was the inheritance of the families of the tribe of Zebulun. The fourth allotment of land went to the families of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kesuleth, Shunem, Haphoraim, Shion, Anaaroth, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, and Ganim, and Hada, and Bethpeaz. The boundary also touched Tabor, Shahazamah, and Bethshemesh, ending at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. This was the inheritance of the families of the tribe of Issachar. The fifth allotment of land went to the families of the tribe of Asher. Its boundaries included these towns: Helkath, Eli, Beten, Akshath, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. The boundary on the west went from Carmel to Shihor Libnath, turned east toward Beth Dagon, and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Iftael, running north to Beth Emek and Ne'il. It then continued north to Cabo, Abdon, Rehob, Hammon, Cana, and as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned toward Ramah and the fortified city of Tyre and came to the Mediterranean Sea at Hosa. The territory also included Mehebel, Aksib, Oma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their surrounding villages. This was the inheritance of the families of the tribe of Asher. The sixth allotment of land went to the families of the tribe of Naphtali. Its boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak of Zaanaim, and extended across to Adami-Nekeb, Jabneel, and as far as Lakum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Asnath-Tabor, then to Hukok, and touched the boundary of Zebulun in the south, the boundary of Asher on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified cities included in this territory were Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, and Hazor, Yiron, Migdal, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their surrounding villages. This was the inheritance of the families of the tribe of Naphtali. The seventh and last allotment of land went to the families of the tribe of Dan. The towns within Dan's inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ershemesh, Shealaban, Ajalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibeathon, Baalath, Jehud, Benabirak, Gathrimmon, and Mijarkin. Also, Rakan, along with the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they fought against the town of Laish. They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the city Dan after their ancestor. This was the inheritance of the families of the tribe of Dan, these towns with their villages. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a special piece of land to Joshua as his inheritance. For the Lord had said he could have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and lived there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders gave as an inheritance to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed.